Okay, so this week, I want to focus on, initially it was mentioned 2 weeks ago, and deal with the issue of our approach to brachos today. And as a matter of fact, see the title of the shiur, it says, "Don't lose that bracha." I think today, unfortunately, because of our attitude as far as brachos are concerned, we end up losing a lot of brachas. And I mean brachas, I don't mean brachas that we receive from people, the brachas that we can make to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's just begin. So we saw that there's a certain amount of time after you finish eating that you can still go ahead and make a bracha achrona. The question is a small meal, a large meal, 72 minutes, longer than that. And we said that Kol's manch ain't arrived, as long as you're not hungry because of what you ate, then you can go ahead and you can still make a bracha achrona once you ate. He says, so the Mishnah Berurah points out in source number one, and this is Siman Kuf Pei Dalid, the Lachar Kach, because after you're hungry already, Kvar Batal Osa Achila. So that Achila, you know, went away, it's gone, because you want to eat again. And therefore, he said, the Hifsin, for that reason, Hifsin Birkas HaMazon, you went ahead and you lost it on Birkas HaMazon. Bimrotza Le'echol Atam Mechadosh, and if you want to go ahead and you want to eat now again, Das Hamagen Avram, the Magen Avram holds, she yachzri yivarach hamotzi, you have to go and eat hamotzi, make a motzi again, if you had a very long meal, afil lo isiach daito adayin, even if you were still at the table, there was food at the table, but you haven't eaten for 2 hours, you make a new motzi. Kemish nesachal ha-mazon, once the food is digested, hifzid gam bracha rishona, you lost the bracha rishona. Avol harbe yachronim pligi yaleha, many achronim argue, the Sabri, and they hold the bracha rishon lo hifsid. You don't lose the first bracha. Kol shelo hisiach daito v'nesayim, as long as you're still focused on eating. So many rishonim hold, I guess in the paskin, that let's say you sat your meal for a long time, right? Or just food in front of you for a long time. So even though you became hungry again, so you can't make a bracha achrona, but you can still eat by making a new bracha rishon. Fine. Okay. Very simple. Now, so...
But if you didn't eat for a while and you continue to eat, then after that, can you make it?
Yeah, for sure, I think with Potter, the last eating, not the first eating, you know. I think it's important to keep in mind, let's say, for example, and we'll come back to this.
So wait a minute. So what if you ate fruit or like a quinoa? And do you still say
Birkat
HaMazon and not just the
bracha achrona
on the quinoa?
I think even though we make a bracha rishona beforehand, I think you could still go ahead and make Birkat HaMazon. I'll just keep in mind that let's say for example, and this is a very surprising halacha. Let's say a person wakes up in the middle of the night to go to the washroom. We know what happens. So the question is, should a person say Ashiyot in the middle of the night, or should wait till the morning? So we know a lot of people wait till the morning. But the fact of the matter is, that really the proper thing, I think, is to go, and actually discussed with my brother this year, last year, the proper thing is to go ahead and wash Nagavasar, not make it up to those who die and wash Nagavasar, and make an Ashiyotzar after you go to the washroom. Why? Because if you wait till the morning, chances are you go to the washroom again, and then you lost out on the Nasher Yatzar. Okay, that's what I think the halacha is. A lot of people don't do that because it's very difficult. So in the Pesachei Tshuva, source number two, it says like this. Bracha Rishon. So the Pesachei Tshuva says like this. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah we just saw, and he says that if someone wants to eat again, after he waited a large amount of time, and therefore he was already hungry again. So he mentioned the Magen Avraham says you have to make a new bracha rishona, but many achronim argue, and they say that the first rishona, the first bracha, you didn't lose out on. Therefore, you can eat again without going ahead, since you were sitting by the table, and without going ahead and making a new bracha. If you didn't change your place, but if you changed your place, right? And I've got, of course, to make a new bracha.
Does he say that you have to eat something from time to time? On the top line,
he says. In other words, what happened was, he says. He says, this is just the title of what you do. If you're going, no, you don't have to eat as long as you're sitting there the whole time, right? And we're talking about where you're totally focused on your eating. So now, what do we just see here? It's all like this. Oh, so if I'm not Masiach Das, I'm sitting by the table for 3 hours, I'm not Masiach Das, I lost out on a bracha achrona, but I still love to make what? A bracha rishona. So based on this psak, which we discussed 2 weeks ago, if you look at the second paragraph, that if you sat there a long time but you still realize you're eating, so he says, because of that the olam is noeg, if they're found for a large amount of time in one place, and he gives an example, those who are learning in the yeshivas or those who are learning... for some reason I have all the pages here, Julie. I'm sorry. He says, and all the people who are learning in the yeshivas or in the kolim or you're at the office, it's not the case. He gives obviously. He says, when we dey pam, show some kos mashke, and from time to time you drink something. She'aim avar on kol kos. He said, you don't make a brach on every single kos. The avsha olalio shebein kos to kos, yabar zman shir icho, right? The minute he said, because that many people are knowing, and we discussed this 2 weeks ago, if you're sitting by the desk, you're working, and you finish drinking, and they don't make another coach, they know another, whatever it is, they're going to fill up the coast again, and they say, listen, they're not Masiach Das, because the whole mind, they know, they're going to be drinking while learning. Okay? That's what he says. So now, and this, by the way, is definitely Pesach Halacha, Sefer Yosef Bracha, Rav Melamed. He says, and the Pesach Chuvas has a problem with this. And I have to really, in a certain sense, not La Halacha, but Vashkapa to agree with him, actually. Ach Lemaisa Yesh Lepapik Al Minig. He doesn't like this minig, he says. Chadam. Number one, he says, you have an opportunity to, in other words, he says, if you finish one cup and immediately you go for another cup, that's one thing. But he says, you're sitting there and this empty cup of tea is sitting there, right? And it's going to be 50 minutes till you go back and fill it up. You have an opportunity to make a bar nefashos. He says, he doesn't understand. Chada, masinim, birchas bar nefashos, halakosas, and kodim, shofar mizman, shiosim, shiricho. The shenis. And the second thing, he says, right? Because he says, we saw that according to the first sheet in the Mishnah Berurah, that if a certain amount of time passes, you lose the first bracha. Ushlishis, right? And what's going to happen? He says, and it could be that while you're assuming you're going to drink more, you walk outside, you're going to miss out on making more pasha, because once you leave, he says, you're going to make a mistake, I'm sorry, because if you walk outside and you come back in, you won't realize that you walked outside and make a new bracha. So he says, and then he says, the last thing is, we're afraid you might forget to make a bracha chrona. So he says, so therefore he says like this, ulechein haminag hanachon, levarech bracha rishon o bracha chrona kol kos v'kos. He says, the minhag hanachon, and I don't think that he feels, is to make a bracha rishona and a bracha achrona every single kos. Zulas, in yodeya, bebiru, shetoch shir equal 11 minutes. That even yeshon, unless you know for sure that in the next 11 minutes or 30 minutes, you're going to have another cup. Yishtod kos. He says, and as long as you'll leave at the house, right? But he says, if you're not sure you're going to fill your cup in the next 11 minutes, 30 minutes, you make a bracha. Okay, if you don't make a bracha, you're okay. But he says, you might miss out on making more nefashos, and there might be other problems. And he says, then a katnu hadukim b'shtiyam, why do I talk about drinking? Ki b'zeh hadover matsui ma'od, this is very matsui, the same thing happens when you there's a daf makoros over here. I'm sorry, they're over here. Over minim etika v'cholkos zesh imavsik achiloso. Even though you intend to eat more, if you're afraid that the digestion time will pass, there's shtit over here, so you should go ahead and you should make another bracha achrona. So what's his point? His point is that yes, you don't have to make another bracha. But you're missing out, okay? And I would just say is that, you know, I was thinking about this, that, you know, if you were to ask a Jew, interesting question, ask your children, ask your husband, ask anyone, what does it mean to be a Jew, okay? So many of the answers are very dogmatic, okay? You know, hashkafa, right? But then there are definitely issues in terms of what it means to be a Jew. Lemaisa, so if you would have asked a Jew 1,000 years ago, what it means to be a Jew, what an answer you might have given is, a Jew makes brachas. We're always making brachas, right? We make brachas when we get up in the morning. We make brachas before we go to sleep at night. We go to the washroom, we make a bracha. We eat something, we make a bracha. Something good happens, we make a bracha. Rachman al-Islam, something bad happens, we make a bracha. Jews are always making brachas. That's what a Jew does. Okay? And that was, you know, so let's say, for example, when you buy something new, a new refrigerator, a new couch, a new car, I don't know, a new set of china, silverware, you make a bracha to Ovametiv. If you look in the modern Sfarim, they say the custom is we don't really make a bracha on something new. I don't understand why. Okay, I make a bracha on something new. So really, I think, you know, someone mentioned to me recently, how come when your child gets engaged, you don't make a bracha to Ovametiv? Now, I understand that because engagement is like a, I would say, a commitment. Nothing, but when a child gets married, maybe she make a tova meitiv. Okay, I'm not saying anything. Or as we'll see, we'll go through. So I think that what the Pesachei Teshuvah says is very profound. That, in other words, if you could make a bracha, you should make a bracha. So let's look and see. Let's look at what the Rambam says. The Rambam says like this. At the end of source number 2, the Rambam is in Perek Avla Chedalid, Nimsu Kola Brachas Kolon Shlosha Minna, 3 types of brachas. Brachas Hanoa, a bracha you make when you get pleasure from something. Birchas a mitzvah, birchas before you make a mitzvah. Ubirchas Hodah, he says, and this is Birchas Hodah, Shein Derech Shevach Vodah Vakosha. Kedei Liskor as a Borei Tamil Rimenu, brachas help us. To give shvach vodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? And to be in awe of him, you walk on the street, you see something nice. I mean, I think a nice part of nature. You make a bracha. We're always making brachas. Let's look at what the Kuzari says in source number 3. The Kuzari says the same thing. The Kuzari says Amar HaChaver. This is Maimor Gimel Yud Zayin. The way the Kuzari, I think, is set up is that a Maimar Aleph, the Kuzari is convincing, I'm sorry, the Chavar, the Rav, is convincing the king that Judaism is the best religion. It's emes, it's truth. And the rest of the Kuzari, he explains what Yadus is really all about. So he says, what's the point of a bracha? He says, he's damnus lahana bar gashasha. Okay, it's an ability to feel the hana and appreciate another you're getting. The shiach shov, and before you make the bracha, you should think the hadara kol lachain, what it was like beforehand not having this. Lachain kol v'lanos, you go ahead and you're able to really double the hana. Right? Now you think you're about to eat something and drink something, and you think, oh my gosh, like, could you imagine if I hadn't had this now, right? He said, if you think, okay, big deal, maybe you shouldn't eat it, I don't know, right? He says, it gives you a chance to think about it. He says, and this is the purpose of the brachos, l'mishu hu rogil behem, bekavana v'havana, someone who is very accustomed to them, with intention and understanding, he says, because it helps the neshama, which is our personality, feel the pleasure and the praise that we give, and the way you have to realize this before you make a bracha is to make a bracha and say, then really, I shouldn't have had this. Mezuman lahadara. V'as tigdal ha-simcha ba. V'kamosh ata omer. And then he goes on and he says, when he says shechiyanu, we say shechiyanu on all the yamikimanu. V'kvar ha-yis, so what does the shechiyanu mean? Thank God we're alive. So if you take it literally, kvar ha-yisa mezuman lamus, he says, we should have died. V'toda al shechiyach, we're happy that we're alive. V'tira zerevach, and then he goes on and he says that that you'll see this as extra, the fact we're still alive, and therefore, you know, if God forbid, at a time when we get sick and we realize after close to 120 years that, you know, our days are ending, okay, so we'll see, it's not the end of the world. World still continues because, you know, thank God we said Shomei Shechianus. Kvar chashavzi nashecha reisa she ruchas abarechas. He says shiravachta im barecha. Right. So you really gain being with your Creator. And that's what the brachas help you do. It helps put you in the proper reference when you think of it. When you think about the brachas, I forgot who it was, but one of the original of the. I mean, I saw this story, this blew me away, okay? The original, I think one of the founders of the Kelm school of Musar. So he was very sick, and he knew he was dying, so he ordered, I guess in those days, I'll call it a cab, it was like a stagecoach, to take his family back from Levaya for the next day. It's like, but he says, the point of bracha is to realize that, wow, look what a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and the real way to think about it is to say, you know, if we really needed it, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, He says, we realize we don't deserve anything because we're offer. And we thank God for everything. He says, and the bottom line is, and that's why a person would say, Hashem Nasan, Hashem Lakach, Yishem Shem Avarach, and this is the way you'll get pleasure your whole days, right? Misha Eino Ochez, the Derech Hazeh. And he thinks that everything comes from human beings, right? So the bottom line is, it's really just, he's living a very animalistic life. So the point of brachas is to go ahead and to realize everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we really shouldn't have had this, and God gave it to us, and we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as you see, it's so important to make brachas, and that's really what Piskei Teshuva is to say. If we go on, and we say like this, Klalo Shel Davar, source number 4, La'olam Yitzhak Adam Rambam Hilchos Baruch Farachir Elachav Chavav. The Likali says, La'olam Yitzhak Adam Alo Asir, the person should always scream out for the future, V'yavakish Rachim, and may ask for mercy, V'yitein Hodoya Amal Sho'avar, and give thanks to what happened in the past, V'yoda V'yishavich V'chocho, and he should admit to God and praise God according to Koach, V'chol Hamar V'lohodas Hashem L'shabeach Tomid, Harez the Meshubach, he's praiseworthy. Okay? So now I just spoke for the last 10 minutes how wonderful it was to make brachas. So where does this come from? We're afraid of brachas. We're afraid of brachas. You know, so let's say, if you think about it, right, there's a condition that Jews have, okay? It's called FOB. It's called fear of benching, okay? It's not fear of eating bread, right? It's not fear of, you know, it's fear of benching. Where does this come from? It's something, you know, so obviously it comes to the fact, oh my gosh, I got to sit there for 5 minutes and 10 minutes. It's very difficult, all right? It's a crazy thing. So where does this come from? I mean, a fear of benching, I know where it comes from. It comes from the fact that people don't want to sit there and bench. That's where it comes from, okay?
Okay, but don't you think people also have been droned in, we don't want to make a bracha
of a color? Right.
So let's
look where it comes from. You're right. It's been drummed in, and we shouldn't make a bracha matala. But the fact of the matter is that we are a nation that makes brachas. That's the bottom line. We're a nation that makes brachas. Okay. If you think about it, you learn the brachas. What helps us go ahead and really praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't walk around the whole day saying Pusukei Tehillim. We're supposed to make brachas. Where does it all start? So it starts from the Shulchan Aruch. In Hilchas Birchas Aperos, okay, and discussing the bracha of Shechiyonu. Shechiyonu, making Shechiyonu, okay? So, and by the way, I have to confess that my family is very, very mach when it comes to Shechiyonu. They don't make so often. I make a lot more often than they do. See, source number 5, V'yesha Kosvu, Shenog, Ramos says, L'hakal Brachazu, they're making when it comes to Shechiyonu. Alright? He says, Eina Chobel Rishus. Umizen Nispashet, Sherabim Mekinu Be'el Brachos. Many people are making when it comes to these brachos. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, what does that mean in source number 6? He says, because sin Shechen was on the Rishus, right? He says, something which comes. Because Shechen was made for something which comes Mizman Lizman, time to time. And because of that, people are making when it comes to all these brachos. He says, because why? Because, in other words, he says, Rishus is only by what's called the Rishus, right? And the fact is, there are so many things in the Gemara that are mentioned, right, that are not a Rishus. For example, Tova Meitiv, when you buy something new, you're supposed to make a bracha. So let's look. He says like this. So you look at the Piskei Teshuvos, right? He says, Piskei Teshuvos says, Vinei Kamar Brahma. Shabrachus Elo Einam Chova, and therefore the minhag became that many are make all these brachos, and he says the Chenogim Hasvardim Shlo Levarech Brachus Elo Svardim no not to make these brachos the Chelech Mikilos Ashkenazim and a portion of the Kilos Ashkenazim and Pratlin and Shachel Leis Abbas. right? He says, and certainly when it comes shechenu aleid asabas. Now the Gemara, and this, by the way, is a shir in itself, which probably, as you'll see, the poskim should deal with. A Gemara says you make a tova meitiv when a boy is born, okay, and doesn't say anything when a girl is born. All right. Now the question is. So Rav Mishnah Berurah says, but you can make a shechiyanu because you see a baby girl. It's like seeing a friend you haven't seen in a long time. The question is, why did Chazal not a tova meitiv for birth of a girl? Okay, I didn't look into the sugya so clearly. I remember for years ago, it's very simple, because in the days of Chazal, when a boy was born, the boy was the one who would take care and carry on the family name. All right, for any of you who have. Who've experienced already? I mean, I know I've experienced.
I thought it was the take care of the parents when they
got older. Yeah. But that's why I'm take care of the parents when they got older. Okay, so and take care of the family property, right? Okay, today's day and age, it doesn't make a difference who it is. It happens that when my parents were not well, the only ones living in Chicago were my brother, so he was the one who was very involved, okay? But my sisters were very involved also, whatever they could do from the far away, and I was obviously living here, so I was overseas. This is not a shear to go ahead and to say we should change the brachas, okay? I haven't looked into sugya enough, and I'm certainly not on that level to go and say, okay, let's not ever try to make it over mate. But the point is that you have to realize what is very important, and there's no question that things have changed. I haven't looked to see if someone has discussed it in terms of a tova meitiv. I haven't looked, but anyways. But the point he says is people don't make a shechiyanu, and those who feel simcha belibam. He's talking about the birth of a girl, but in general anything, and they want to make a shechiyanu. Shapir avid v'tovel em bracha. He says. And he says like this, okay? And those who don't want to make an extra bracha, at least when they make birchas hamazon, when they say hatovu meitiv, they should have kavana for this. You should think about it. Because we are the nation of that gives blessings. He says, and then he says, you should go ahead and make a shechiyanu, right? Like they do at weddings. The minhag to make a shechiyanu at a wedding is a minhag, I think, which comes from the Sfaradim, okay? And it's a beautiful custom. So because it's not brought down, and maybe there's a machlokas, by the way, do you make a shechiyanu and a mitzvah that you do once in your lifetime or not, all right? So for example, I know, I shouldn't say, in general, a lot of Ashkenazi boys, when they put on film the first time, do not make a shechiyanu, all right? You should not make a shechiyanu. But if you buy a talis, then you should make a shechiyanu on a talis, all right? But it says, but so therefore, what do you do? Okay, like you do at a wedding, go ahead and, you know, have a new fruit or buy new clothes and make a shechiyanu and have kavana for that. That's what he says.
When a
girl is born, you can make a shechiyanu, that's for sure.
You don't have to have a fruit.
That's more than mishmur. You can make a shechiyanu when a girl is born. You can make a shechiyanu, and that's what mishmur says. Even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara, mishmur says you can make a shechiyanu. So you see, you can make a shechiyanu if you have a real simcha belibam. He says like this. Now look at this. This is very interesting. He says we'll come back to this. So inyan and bracha leida. He says you shouldn't make a bracha. Now I think, by the way, today I think that would change, because I think today, as opposed to Mishnah Berurah, grandchildren are a very important part of our lives. Those who have grandchildren can go ahead and can confirm that. You know, they're a very important part of our lives. That can change. He says, okay, he says, and these brachas you can make even when you're an avel, you can make during the 9 days, if that's what happens. He says, and then the Rama says that if, God forbid, one of the parents is not alive, you make a shechiyanu tov meitiv, because tov meitiv is a bracha where two people benefit from. So in other words, if a couple just had a grandchild, both benefit to make a tov meitiv, right?
You said a tov meitiv, you can only say if two people.
If two, yeah, that's the difference of shechiyanu tov meitiv, right?
If more than one person benefits.
More than one person benefits, you make a tov meitiv. A tov did good, umeitiv does good for others, all right? So that's the halacha. That's similar to tov meitiv and shechiyanu. So let's say, for example, if I buy a new suit, right? Even though Maybe my wife is very happy with the soup, but the bottom line is really for me. Okay, it's a mech shachyono. If we buy a new couch or a new car or new equipment, every people in the house benefit, then you would go ahead and make a tov and make
it.
It's a good question. I have to think about that. I know when a baby boy is born, both of us made a tov and make it. So we both can make it. They both feel it. You know, on the other hand, one can make it, the other to the other, depending on what's going on, right? For example, when a baby boy is born, so the father is really in a position to make a bracha right then. As soon as he holds the baby, I'm not sure if the mother is in a position to make that bracha that moment. So they say you should make it later on when you're holding the baby and you're feeling better. You know, that's what they say.
But what about the example of the better bottle of wine? If only one person is
going to
drink it at the table.
If only one person is going to drink it, I think that might be. But if more than one might drink it, then you make a tov meitiv. Yeah, I think so.
So if only one person drinks it, you don't?
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm not such a connoisseur in wine, but I'm saying I haven't made a bracha too often. And we'll have to discuss the halachas of tov meitiv of wine. So let's go on. Now, so if you turn the page, this is so fascinating, okay? This is a sefer Shulchan HaTahar. I found it quoted somewhere. I did a little research who it was. So it was written by, the first thing I found out was his last name was Eichenstein, which by the way, you mean he's Hasidish, right? Mm-hmm. And then I saw it was the first Zidichover Rebbe, okay? Zidichover, okay? So why does that mean anything to me? Because it happens in Chicago. There's a Zidichover Rebbe. As a matter of fact, for those who know, Rebbe Meiselman, Rivka Meiselman is actually a daughter of one of the Zidichover Rebbe's. Okay, so that was actually an interesting chasna. He had a shidduch between someone from Soloveitchik married a chasna shidduch. My mother made the shidduch. Anyways, she said this. He says.
What happened before looking
at the Torah? You're right. Okay, I think it was a little different. If I'm not sure. So he said like this. So kvar yizharticha achi sha'al yikal beinech levarech lekonech brachas ruyos. He says, be very careful not to prevent yourself from making the brachas you're supposed to make. Yolde ishto, your wife gives birth to a zachar, tekav shabolo basura. He says, as soon as you hear this, remember in those days, by the way, the husbands were probably not in the room with their wives, okay? He says, av shadayin ishto mutredes v'tzar leida, okay? Even though your wife is still feeling pain, ve'ena margesh v'tov is not feeling good, hu yivarech baruch ato Hashem alokeinu melech olam, shechiyonu, he says, make it shechiyonu, okay? We don't do that, by the way. Why not make a tova meitiv? How can you make a tova meitiv if your wife is feeling pain, right? He says, "Va'achar kach shenestalik mishto tsar misashem daito." After your wife feels better, then you make the bracha. Baruch atah shalchem lechem atova meitiv. Okay. V'gam he mevarachas atova meitiv. Okay. And she also makes a tova meitiv. Then he speaks, unfortunately, of what was more prevalent in those days. The mesa ishto achar kach mitzar leida. If the mother passed away because of tzar leida, you don't make a bracha tova meitiv, because obviously, unfortunately, as I said, tova meitiv is only for those situations where there are two people. Mother passes away, and by the way, the same thing would happen if we heard of this in Eretz Yisrael. If let's say the father passes away before the birth, okay, I think there was recently a terrorist attack or something, and it happens often, and the mother and his wife is pregnant and the baby, so then she makes a shechiyano at some point, okay, as terrible as it sounds, she makes a shechiyano. I mean, it's not terrible, Baruch Hashem, it's a new child, but he says v'chol elu heim chova levarech. If someone does not make a proper bracha, see, he speaks in a very strong, never talk this way, but he says, you know, we're here to give brachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So someone does not make a bracha in the proper time, right? So it's going to affect the length of your life, okay? Whether you take this literally or not literally, I don't take things like that literally. But the point is, we're here to make, our purpose in life is to make brachas. That's our purpose in life, okay? Hakosa Sefer Torah La'atzmo. Someone writes Sefer Torah for himself. The Vara Shechiyanu, the Shah Sha'ola Likros, right? He says, O Shah Shanosne, Bechavala Beseknesi, Vara Cheshemiya, he says, or a time when you give it the kavod v'sekness yivarech shigila v'knesses va'am smeichem, when everyone's happy, you should make a shechiyano. Kishiyagia adam, mitzvah Hashem, we should all be even past this. He says, "Kishiyagi adam lamalo shnosav shivim shana." When a person reaches the seventh birthday, yivarech b'shem amachos shachiyano. Okay, shemegat shachiyano. It's a simcha. He says, "You never heard of this, but it's true. This is right. You should. We're here to make brachas." For omdim alav, he says, and those who are standing there, okay, he says, "V'yesh lem tovus mimenu." Okay, that they benefit from this person, i.e., the person's children and grandchildren, that they're giving them money. Of course, right? He says, "Shumashbiel lehem mazgotziba behen smeichim alze yivarchu b'neima hatov la'metid v'shem umachos."
Okay, so this time we're keeping for about people in here to 80 and 90.
You're right. So the truth of the matter is, I think if that's a goal, now I will tell you. So the question is, we have to figure out I think he got this. And by the way, I don't have the footnotes here, but it's not some. Okay, you say okay, yeah. Zidish of a Rebbe. Some Chassid Rebbe said something. So I think actually he got this from the Chavos Yair. By the way, the question you have to ask yourself really is, think about. I remember all of us who reached our 50th birthday. Wow, that's. I'm saying all of us. For those who have, okay, since we reached our 50th birthday, wow, that's great. In those days, by the way, the 70th birthday was like
that's a real.
So we have to think about that. What exactly that means? Okay, what's today considered like a real milestone? Is it 80? Is it 90? I don't know. So I'm saying the point is that when you feel wow, and this is sort of similar to what we saw before, like the Kuzari says, I probably should have died already, right? I could have died already. So you're supposed to be grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I don't know what the age is. I guess before I hit the age of 70, I'll have to go through this Chavos Yair, okay? The Chavos Yair, by the way, is very real, okay? And what I mean very real, he's not one of these obscure Svarim, okay? I think he lived in Italy. He's one of the early Achronim, but he's very real. How do I know he's very real? My father used to quote him in Shiras. He's very real. Okay, that's the bottom line. Yeah, he's very. I think it's Chavot Yair. He's very real. Okay, so he says. So but what's the point? The point is, we have to realize that brachas are a very important part, and obviously we have to make the halacha. I want to finish off quickly one point. That point goes like this. So there's, without getting into the whole lumdus behind this, there's a bracha they used to make in Eretz Yisrael. And that was a bracha that when they take the tefillin off, when nighttime came, remember the old custom was to wear tefillin the whole day, I think. So in Eretz Yisrael, they took the tefillin off, they would make a bracha, lishmor chukah, something like that. Why? Because why you take your tefillin off? Because it's nighttime. So a person takes the Lord, make a bracha lishmor chukah, okay? We don't make this bracha because, what's the reason? Because in Eretz Yisrael they held that it was asur tefillin at night. So you take the tefillin off, you make a bracha lishmor chukah. In Bavel they held, no, really you can wear tefillin at night. We're just afraid if you wear tefillin at night, you might do something you're not supposed to do. So you take it off, alright? So along comes Rav Haigon, and Rav Haigon says, you know what? Since they made the bracha in Eretz Yisrael, if someone wants to make the bracha, he can make the bracha. Right? Make the bracha. Right? Not a bad end of the world. He says in the Torah, source number 9 says, Simcha Pes says, what's he talking about? Right? Asher Kishan says, final Lishmar Chukov? He says, you can't make it. If we hold there's no chiyuv to make that bracha, and there's no mitzvah to take off the tefillin, right? He says, how do you make that bracha? So, many of the posts can deal with the Torah's question. All right? In the process, the Bach says, I like the Torah's question. Okay? One of the riyas they bring is like this, against the Torah. Gemara asks the question, do you make a Shechen Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Now we know, by the way, that we do make a bracha. Because why? Because we do make a bracha. What's the suffix of the Torah?
We don't make the bracha on Rosh Hashanah until Shofar.
We make it at night. We even have a new fruit, because of that, right?
Right.
Okay. So he says, or Yom Kippur we make it at night. What's the suffix? Suffix is, well, maybe Shechen only applies to the regolim, and we know that Yom Kippur, it's yomtiv, but it's not a regel. And the one Gemara says, what's the big deal? He says, the truth is, if I go ahead and I get a pumpkin the first time in the season, I make a bracha, right? So why can't I make a bracha on Yom Tov? So Gemara says, we're not talking about a reshus where you could. We want to know if you have to make a bracha, right? So They bring a raya from there and they say, you see, a person could make a bracha. Okay, could make a bracha even if you don't want to. So the Bach says, yes, a person can make a Shachiyanu, because what are you saying? Yeah. Shachiyanu, I'm happy I'm alive, okay? I'm happy, Baruch Hashem, I reached Rosh Hashanah. Have reached Yom Kippur, he says. But to make a bracha, Shir Kirishav Tzivanu, right? Okay? That's a problem, because that's not what? That's not a mitzvah. Now, let's say, for example, someone would think that lighting a Madura on the Gomer is a mitzvah. It makes a bracha, it's bracha levatolo, because it's not a mitzvah. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's not for now. But I'm saying it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. So he says, but what does he say? He says like this. He says, if you look four lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, I'm going to show from the end of the Bach. Avalafi ani azdaiti nira. The ika lechalek bein bircha shechen l'shar brachas. Right? The bircha sheshiyanu sheba al simchas livo shel adam yochol levarech af al pi she'eino vadai. The chayev levarech. He says, Bircha Shechianu, you can make a bracha even if you're not sure you have the bracha. Why? The Eino Overlo Sisa. Because you're not Overlo Sisa if you're what? If you're happy. Imihu Sameach, Mabarach Lo, Yisala Shechianu, Vikimah Adaz Manazeh. If you're happy, you can make the bracha. Yes, you can make the bracha. Abba, the Varach Hashem Shechianu, it's Vano, right? You can't make a bracha, it's not a mitzvah. He says, he likes the Torah's question. What you see is that when they speak about certain brachas, if you actually realize, make a bracha and to realize the importance of the bracha. So I would just say that even though Rav Melamed and others say if you're drinking a whole day, but he says, if you're finished drinking something and you know, okay, the bottle's in front of you, so there I wouldn't make a bracha, but you finish that bottle, right?
When I walk out, I should say a bracha.
When you say, right. But you're sitting in your house the whole day, you're drinking that bottle, working on the computer, whatever you're doing, right? You finish that bottle. And you know you're going to fill it up, but you're going to fill it up in 15 minutes, 20 minutes, right? I would make a bar in the fashas, then make a new bracha. That's what he says. For various reasons, but we have to, when one reason is, realize, so if you're going to go within the next 11 minutes and fill it up and drink, right? Then I wouldn't make a new bracha, right? But if you're going to wait a while,
and
make
a
new
bracha. You're at work.
It depends what you're going to be doing. But the cup sitting in front of you, you should go ahead and make a new bracha because you don't want to lose out on the bracha. And that's the same thing they say. You know, by the way, Bashi Yatzar, they say the same thing, right? He says, okay, make it in the morning. But usually, you look at the Sfarim, they say, people get very surprised by this. Okay, so you wash, don't make an Al Tilsa, you wash your hands, right? And you make Bashi Yatzar. Now, I know, by the way, I understand that certain times in the middle of the night, it's very difficult to do that, okay? Because you're just so exhausted, okay? But
It's really cold.
But when you know, there's no stira. If you do it some of the times, not all the time, it's okay also, but to realize the importance of brachos. Okay, we'll leave it here. Mitzvah Shem. I think we finished this sugya about making when you finish eating. I might go into the brachos navatova meitiv because I think that's something which maybe we're not so accustomed to.
But does that mean there's no such thing as a bracha levatala unless it's a shekhidashana?
No, because obviously if you go ahead, let's say for example, you're eating something, you make a bracha, you're not supposed to, right? There's definitely a bracha levatola. But let's say for example, if I would go ahead and I would make a, I would drink something, make a barna fashos, and then drink something right afterwards, I'd call it a bracha shena tricha, right? But if you're not, in other words, this situation is where you don't have to make a bracha, but if you do make a bracha, you're okay. You do make a bracha, you're okay.
It's on the side of making it.
Right.
Sometimes it's a fine line, especially in that.
Right. So you really have to know. You really
have to know when I'm
thinking. You have to really know. But
I told you.
But I.